I suppose we'd have had a bit of an experience myself of this in the past on the old N4 where I live myself, and I would have seen there for years while we were campaigning for a new route, the old route was still very dangerous, and along with Sligo County Council, they introduced safety measures of removing the dangerous bins and improving the junctions on it, which led to improved safety on it. But we see a similar effect here now on the N17, and I know it's coming up as a motion probably for the next municipal meeting in Tobercurry. And whereas we know that we're advocating for a new route there, but it will take a number of years before it could be maybe approved and shovel ready. But in the meantime, on that route here, on the N17, it needs to be improved. Safety measures need to be improved on it, and where there's dangerous junctions, such as at Clark's Bridge, and traffic calming needed in Balnacaro, and realignment of bins as well. So hopefully if the measures were done, it would improve safety along that route as a temporary measure.
Because, Councillor, it really is, like, safety is the key issue, because recent research from TII has shown motorways are 5 times safer. And when you consider that over 90 people have died on Irish roads so far this year, which is a notable increase on last year, it's just very important to... I know we were saying how the N17 is quite a long way away in terms of getting a motorway, but just in terms of improving safety features.
Yeah, looking at that report today, they're saying 7 out of 10 happens on these roads here. I know that the council hope to, along with TII, hope to, over the next number of months, and that they hope to introduce, looking at the speed limits on our local roads, reducing it down to 60 kilometres, and the urban areas reducing it to 30 kilometres an hour, and looking at the regional roads at 80 kilometres. So hopefully that alone will improve safety on the road.